Encouraging every step, you're listening to Walk FM. My name is Kyle, and today I'm doing our Community Matters interview with Jennifer Chapman. She's the Director of Development at Lily's Place in Huntington. And Jennifer, for those who are not familiar with Lily's Place, can you give us just a little bit of background today?
Sure. Lily's Place is a neonatal abstinence syndrome center in Huntington. That's also referred to as NAS. And what NAS is it's kind of like a cluster of symptoms that an infant will experience after being born prenatally exposed to substances. And those substances can be illegal, like street drugs, or it can also be medication-assisted treatment programs that will also affect the baby. So Lily's Place started in 2014 as the nation's first NAS center. And what we do is we use sometimes medication-assisted treatment for the infants, and also we use therapeutic handling and just a number of other things that we can do to help the babies just kind of wean from the medication as quickly and comfortably as possible. And so we have round-the-clock nurses and doctors who make rounds in our facility, and we have 13 rooms, I believe, 13 nurseries for the newborns. And we began having a program where our moms can room in as well, as long as they meet certain criteria, or dads, either one. And we find that that's just so much better for the babies to be able to bond with their parents quicker and for the parents really to gain the confidence that they need once the baby is kind of graduated out of Lily's Place. And then after a while, we realized that the moms and the family really needed a lot of care as well, not just the infant. So for the infant to go home to a healthy family environment, we needed to help the family as well. So we started out with a social worker, and that was great to help them get connected to the resources that they need in the community. But we realized we also needed some counseling. And with counseling, we were able to start kind of getting to the root of the problem, whatever it may have been that caused them to use substances initially. And so if we can address that and maybe help them with some better handling techniques, you know, like if difficulties come up, some ways to respond to that that aren't substances, something that is easier for them to kind of work through. So we, over the last couple of years, have had a very slow opening of our family center, and that is where we have our therapy counseling and our peer recovery support and our case management. So we're really trying to reach the entire family. And recently we decided not just the family, we want to reach the community, because I know not everyone comes through Lily's Place, but we want to be able to help everybody in the community because we care about Huntington and the surrounding areas. And so our goal really is to create healthier families and help end the cycle of addiction. And so we just keep taking steps to just broaden our ways of doing that.
Fantastic. So, Jennifer, when folks want to come to Lily's Place, do they need a referral from a doctor or a hospital or from the court system? Or how does this work? How do folks come to you?
Mostly it's the mom's choice or the dad's choice, whichever. The hospital can kind of let the parents know that Lily's Place is an option for them if they're interested, or they can just, if they know about Lily's Place ahead of time, they can make it part of their birth plan. The babies, they kind of go with like a step system, and once they pass a couple of key points, then they're able to come to Lily's Place. And so we want to help as many as possible. So getting the word out, I think, is really helpful, because if a mom knows that she's going to need services from a neonatal therapeutic unit or an NAS center, then if she knows about us, then that helps her kind of be more prepared and to know what I don't want to say what she's in for, but kind of. I mean, I know really being a first-time mom is kind of overwhelming anyway, but when you're also faced with other challenges, like, I don't know if I went over some of the symptoms of NAS, but a lot of them are like they have trouble sleeping, a very tight muscle tone, inconsolable, and trouble feeding, digestion issues. So it's just on top of regular postpartum stuff, you've got this overwhelming new bunch of things that you need to deal with. So we like to help them as much as possible. So if they can know about it ahead of time and maybe even take a tour ahead of time, we love that, so that they can see if Lily's Place is a good fit for them. At the hospital, if they say they want to come to us, as long as the baby is ready, like past the steps that they need to go through, we are ready to take them. So it really doesn't take much time at all. And like as far as if someone is pregnant and would like to schedule a tour, we can do that anytime. So just give us a call and we would be happy to set that up.
Okay. And the care that they receive from you guys, like how long does that relationship last? Is it a couple of weeks or a couple of months, or what are we usually talking about?
I think it's usually between 3 and 4 weeks is how long it takes most babies to kind of successfully wean off of the medication. And really, though, but sometimes it takes longer, sometimes it doesn't take quite as long. But as far as being involved with us, our peer recovery support person said it best. She said, once you're part of the Lily's Place family, you're a family for life. And I've seen that to be true. I've only been there a little less than 2 years, but I have seen that. They don't stop caring for the moms and the babies after that. We've had messages from moms sending us pictures of babies. One was starting kindergarten recently, and just letting us know that everything's going well and that they're still thankful for Lily's Place. So that makes us so happy. We really kind of become a family to them and then to us. So we're really grateful for that.
Good. So treatment may not last that long, but you're building relationships that last for a much longer time, allow you to be a blessing to each other.
Absolutely. Yeah. Treatment is about 2 to 4 weeks, depending on the infant, up to 8 weeks. And then the relationships, though, can last a lifetime.
Excellent. I understand you guys have an important fundraiser coming up in just about a week. Can you tell us about that?
We have a fundraiser coming up. It's Death by Chocolate. We do this every year. With the pandemic last year, we kind of had to change it up a little bit. And this year, we're hoping to kind of bounce back to normal. We have two options. The first is our in-person Death by Chocolate, which will take place Saturday, February 12th from 7 to 9 at the Guyon Golf and Country Club in Huntington. And that is an evening of delicious chocolate desserts, lots and lots of chocolate desserts, and a chocolate fountain, and a coffee bar, just delicious, delicious desserts, and some musical entertainment by Tracy Stanley, and just getting to be a little social. It's not a huge, like, huge crowd, but a decent-sized crowd where we'll be able to get to know some people in the community and things like that. So we encourage people to come to that. Tickets are $50, and they can be purchased on our website, liliesplace.org, or by calling Lily's Place. Our number there is 681-432-0600. The second option for people who aren't quite ready to be around people yet is our Death by Chocolate boxes. And those will be ordered ahead of time, and they can be ordered the same way, that by calling 681-432-0600 or on our website. And those consist of like a breakable chocolate heart and some cake pops and some fudge and truffles. It looks delicious. It's created by Cheryl of Sweet Street. So we are really, really excited about those. Those are also $50, and they can be picked up at our family center in Huntington on February 11th, or they can be delivered if it's local in Huntington. And another great thing about those, if you're not a sweets person necessarily, or you just want to treat someone else, they're great to give to someone you care about or just someone you want them to know that they're thought of. So, we offer both of those options, and both of those really support us in helping Lily's Place continue. We are about half funded through billing, but the other half is through fundraisers like this and grants and things like that, and community support. So anytime the community can support us and does support us, we are so grateful. Lily's Place has always had really great friends, so we're so thankful for that.
Awesome. So if somebody's just looking to find out more about Lily's Place, or they do want to learn more about that fundraiser, once again, how can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, if anyone has any questions about Lily's Place, they can check out our website, which is lilysplace.org, and that's LILYSPLACE.org. Or they are welcome to call and talk to me. I'd be happy to share more information about Lily's Place. And again, the number there is 681-432-0600. And we'd love to talk to people. And if any churches would like to have us come speak, or organizations, we're happy to do that too, and just kind of spread the word about Lily's Place.
Excellent. Let me say this about this fundraiser. If I have to go, Death by Chocolate definitely sounds like the way I want to go. Hey, I want to say thank you so much to Jennifer Chapman for being my special guest today. If you want to learn more about Lily's Place, be sure to check out lilysplace.org. You can also call them at 681-432-0600. If you missed any portion of this interview and you want to hear the whole thing again, you can go back and find it at walkfm.org. In the Connect tab, you'll find the Community Matters page right there. And if you are part of a church or an organization that's doing something exciting to bless our community, I would love to talk to you as well. Send me a message at communitymatters@walkfm.org, and who knows, maybe next time I'll be talking to you. For now, my name is Kyle. You're listening to Walk FM, and I hope you're having a wonderful day.